Defending yourself. When deciding whether or not mobbing is happening, the focus is usually on the acts of mobbing, where it has to be said that various researchers have treated the question differently. The most common classification is that of Professor Lehman. Attacking the possibilities of communicating. Superior limits the possibilities of expressing one's opinion. One is constantly interrupted. Colleagues limit the possibilities of expressing one's opinion. Shouting or loud ranting. Constant critique of the work. Constant critique of the private life. Telephone terror. Verbal threats. Written threats. Refusing contact with derogatory glances and gestures. And refusing contact with hints without actually speaking something out loud. Attacking social relationships. One does not talk to those affected. One does not respond. Transfer to a room far away from the colleagues. Colleagues are forbidden to talk to the affected person or persons. And one is treated as if he were not there. Effects on social reputation. It is spoken badly about the affected person behind his back. One spreads rumours. One ridicules someone. One suspects someone to be mentally ill. One wants to force someone to a psychiatric examination. One makes fun of disabilities. One imitates the way of walking, the voice or gestures of someone in order to ridicule him. One attacks the political and religious attitudes. One makes fun of the nationality. One forces someone else to do the work that offends self-confidence. One assesses work effort in a wrong and insulting way. One casts doubt on the decision of the people affected. One calls someone else obscene insults or even degrading expressions. And sexual approaches or verbal sexual offers. Attacking the quality of the job and living situation. One does not assign a task to the affected person. One takes everything the other person could do at work away, so that the affected person cannot even think of a task to do by himself. One assigns meaningless tasks to him. One assigns tasks to him that actually demand too little from him. One assigns new tasks constantly. One assigns insulting job assignments. And one assigns tasks that exceed the qualification of the affected person in order to discredit him. Attacking health. Forcing to do unhealthy assignments. Threatening with physical violence. Using slight violence, for example, in order to give somebody a warning. Physical abuse. One causes costs for the person concerned in order to harm someone. One does physical damage to the home or work.